Anybody in here been blessed this week? Wow. It's been an amazing week. I want to thank everyone for all of their hard work. Really appreciate Abundant Life Center hosting us. Appreciate Pastor Bill and his tireless work as the Chief Operations Officer of Armada. He's our COO. And he makes everything possible, particularly with the schedule the Lord's put on Terry and our lives and all the travel and everything. It's just exciting to see a supernatural body do supernatural things. And it's a blessing to have so many from various countries and states and as far away as Sri Lanka. There's Anthony. Praise the Lord. Where's Pradeep hiding? Oh, here he is. And we've got Alex, the country director from Ukraine, with us back there. Praise God. And the rest of us, I think we're all local to America. No, South Africa. Excuse me. I forget. Yeah. Wow, that's terrible. That's a long ways as well. And then, of course, Bob Hawk from the far reaches of the cold, wintry north of Titusville, Pennsylvania. I just like picking on him. I don't know why. Probably because I love him so much. I tell you what, he got rolling today. I didn't think he was ever going to stop. And I didn't care. It's like time stands still. I can listen to that prophetic flow. Just, amen, amen. Well, we are here tonight to and gather, and part of what we're here tonight is to officiate a very holy act. And I say that in all seriousness. Whenever a family separates themselves or to do the will of God, to fulfill the will of God, it's a great sacrifice. And no one appreciates that more than others who've gone before. And I mean, a little bit of a jest, a little bit of an aside moment, but I know there were times when Terry and I, when the children were small, we almost wanted to pray, "Oh Lord, don't let them be called." And but we're all called, aren't we? Amen. We all have our place in the kingdom. And I see, you know, everybody's laughing and smiling. We all understand that. Whenever, from the very beginning, when we make Jesus the Lord of our life, that's a real thing. That's a total consecration. He truly is Lord. Yet we find in the Bible qualifications for those who are leaders. And we expect a higher level of scrutiny and determination before we set them in their place and give them authority and responsibility. So tonight, as we come before the Lord, we want to do that with these ideas in mind and believing and affirming that the Holy Ghost is the author of these things and not man. Amen? We affirm that what God is doing in their life and what God has placed upon them is good. So I'm going to ask Kevin and Kelly Burrows if they can come up. I'm going to have them stand here for a little bit while we minister the word. But I just like them to bask in the presence of the Lord. And then we're going to lay hands on them with the presbytery. And then we're going to fulfill the biblical mandate of anointing with oil. And if that's not enough, we have a double portion. And I don't know if one bottle is for each or if we're just going to do a double anointing. I don't know. They even got a drop cloth. I don't know what they're expecting. hallelujah. I'm just so blessed. To me, it's a privilege to be able to lay hands on these two. And they've been ministering so faithfully for so many years. And we've watched them and seen the Spirit of the Lord upon them. And I think there's no question in the affirmation of what God's doing. And at the same time, we're not looking into the past because we expect God to do new things. I mean, wherever the body gathers, wherever there's two or three, there the great I Am is. We were talking yesterday, And it's always interesting to me to observe, for example, a wedding ceremony. I've never been in a wedding, but what when the vows are being taken place, the power of God comes and manifests. So this is a holy act. We don't want to ever let these things slip and become a religious tradition something that's just done by rote. We recognize these things are important. God placed his importance upon it. We do believe God has invested you with a divine call. And on that call, he's given you the grace to fulfill it. And on that grace, he gives you the spiritual power so that you don't have to lean on the arm of the flesh. And we thank God for that. And as the presbytery, we're honored to know the door you're walking through. And we're honored to extend our hands of fellowship to you and welcome you into a unique place of honor, responsibility, and privilege that your peers and your friends and the ministers around you have deemed you worthy to step into. We know the Bible teaches us about ordination. It goes back as far as Moses when he conferred authority upon Joshua. We'll look at that in a minute in Numbers. But first, I want to read a scripture to you from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Because Paul, when he wrote, he began in Timothy to give qualifications for bishops and elders. But it's interesting because they're qualities which apply to every Christian's life. Really, I believe that to make a better minister, we need a better Christian. But at the same time, we must hold ourselves accountable to these things so that we would protect and preserve the flock. So here in 1 Timothy 4, starting in verse 13, Paul exhorted Timothy by saying, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that's in you, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." So here we find maybe the most descriptive illustration in the New Testament of the function of the presbytery at work in the body of Christ when hands were being laid upon them. That's what we're going to do today. And I want you to set your faith to receive. We find in Acts chapter 14 that Paul and Barnabas also made very several specific steps when they ordained. They went throughout the region, confirming souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith. In Acts 14, he talks about how that when they had ordained them elders in every church, they prayed with fasting and they commended them to the Lord. So here we find, even though there's just sparse in their words, we find the actions of Paul and Barnabas to ordain. Then again, Paul encouraged Titus to ordain elders and to fill up what was lacking in the church. And these principles, again, I remind you, can become like ceremonial or traditional if we don't keep them under the superintendence of the Holy Spirit. That's why I like to look at Acts 13, where we find in the church that was at Antioch, I think we had a sermon of a guy who took a stroll in Antioch this week. In the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate unto me, Kevin and Kelly, for the work whereunto I've called them." And when they'd fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to notice something here. This was a collegiate group of men gathered together to pray in unity. And these men together determined what was to be done. They had to have spoken to each other. They had to have conferred with one another. They fasted together. They prayed together. They ministered to the Lord together. And then they laid their hands on them. And then they sent them away. But I want you to notice the last verse. It says they were sent forth by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, again, I want you to recognize this impartation, this moment. Because if we go back to Numbers 27, in verse 15, Moses spoke to the Lord and said, "Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them and which may lead them out and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have no shepherd. You probably even recognize that phrase, sheep without a shepherd, because Jesus took that phrase and turned it into a prayer. And he said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest, that God's people would not be like sheep without a shepherd. So we find that probably, and I say that tongue in cheek, you're the answer to someone's prayers. And you have that role to go out into the harvest so that God's people can have their needs ministered to. Later then, in Numbers 27, the Lord said to Moses, take heed, Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit. And lay your hands on him and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And you'll put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. So here we find both the processes and the purpose of ordination. First, notice that God said the Spirit of God's already in him. And we also notice back in Acts 13 that they said that the Lord said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, who'd already been called in the past tense. And we've examined you in the presbytery of what's been in the past. And we see it's the work of God. It's the hand of God. When we lay hands on you tonight, we recognize that prior work. But we also recognize that it's an apportionment of honor onto your life as you represent the Lord Jesus Christ and as you represent this ministry and as you represent the church that you attend. So right now I'd like to invite the presbytery to come forward and Pastor Sidney. And let's gather around them. I want to give a charge and then ask them some questions and then lay hands upon you and anoint you with oil. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you, before heaven and earth, before this congregation, before this amazing couple who've labored in the harvest, who've been obedient under trial, and who've passed many tests that we've all observed with our own eyes. And we affirm, Lord, what you've done in their life. And so, Father, we present them before you and before this congregation as fit, as able, as accepted, as recommended. We commend them to the work of the Lord. So having that prayer, Father, we also then would recognize what's to come is greater. We expect it to be exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And we know that it will be in Jesus' name. Amen. So Kevin and Kelly, I want to ask you a few questions and you can affirm in the positive or negative as you feel is appropriate. You could say, I have. I know the answers before I ask you. And say it loudly with faith. Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life?
Yes.
Are you ready for your life to be a representation of his life?
Yes.
Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in other tongues?
Yes.
Are you prepared to walk in the power of God? Are you prepared to take up your cross and follow him?
Yes.
Are you prepared to preach the gospel faithfully without compromise to the best of your knowledge, your understanding, and your ability?
Yes.
Well, we're prepared to join the right hands of fellowship with you because we believe in you. Any of you gentlemen or Terry, you have anything you'd like to say to this beautiful couple? Are we ready to pray? I need somebody to hold all these bottles. We got to at least start with a full one. Why don't you come up here, Sydney, and come up around. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, poor brother, poor. We lay hands on you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We ordain you as able ministers of the gospel, representing the Lord Jesus Christ. We would say to you what he said upon the day of his ascension, go into all the world. Go into all the world and preach this gospel. And as you go, I know the Lord will go with you, working wonders and confirming the word with signs following. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just ask you for everything that you placed within and upon me, Lord, that you would bring it within and upon them as well in the house of Church of the Word International. Father, I ask you to stir up in them in a mighty way the things that you have in your heart for this region and for all the people that are touched by the Armada Network. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
The expansion has already taken place. The separation has already been done. The preparations of the heart, even the things that no one even knows or understands, the walk that you've walked, the language you've used in the intimacy of your hearts, the communication and the level in which flows from your lips one to another and then into my realm. Understand, I've heard the depths of the heart in which you've cried from, but that heart has even been changed, for I brought it to a new level of my love. My love will be released and you'll see the restoration like you've never seen before. Restoration that'll take place in the hearts of multitudes of people for the anointing that I've placed upon you in this hour. But there'll be more. There'll be more. There'll be much, much more. So don't just sit there and be satisfied with where you are in the moment. But understand, as you expect more, I'll show you more because you're going to draw closer than ever before.
Kevin and Kelly, I bless you in the name of Jesus. And bless you, may you be blessed in such manner that you never lack one dime to do what God has required of you. That you stand up boldly in the place as a steward in the kingdom of God, faithful, wise, and always multiplying. Multiplication. Hallelujah.
Purpose to walk out the word, that's the present word to you. Walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. Knowing You've seen glimpses of things future, but just keep walking out that present word. And there'll be times to say, Lord, when will it be? When will it be? These things that I see, when will they be? And the waiting is not inactivity, but the waiting corresponds to the walking out the present word. And as you continue, it will be suddenly, you will launch into that next visionary word. Suddenly it shall be. So be diligent in walking out the present word, for it's preparing you for the very next thing. And in your walking it out, you are waiting for that future word. And know this, that they will surely come to pass, and it will be suddenly, you'll see it. It's happening. And you walk out that word, and then there would be another upon another upon another through your life. And as you age, you'll look back and chuckle together, having looked back and seen all these things, even that are in your heart now, seeing the times, the seasons, the days, the years, where they were fulfilled, and you enter another season.
Hallelujah. Do you have anything, brother?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The curtain gets pulled, and people can see. But this didn't happen today. You were called before we knew you existed. And where it goes from here is not in your power to accomplish, nor in your ability to make it happen. You've trusted him to get this far. He's pulled back the curtain. Now trust him for the rest of it.
Amen. Yeah.
I just want to share how much I love you. And I think God's amazed at your steadfastness, your faithfulness. You've just been so faithful. And we're so proud of you, and we love you dearly. You're like kids to us, our kids. We always look at you that way, and you're always welcome in our home. You know that. It's just so wonderful to watch this happen to you. So deserving. Amen.
What I have loved the most of sharing life with the two of you is how important the Word of God has become. And it's been our final everything. We determine our lives every day, present tense. Any disagreement, we bring up the Word, because we value it above our opinions, above our everything. And we all seem to get on the same page with the Word of God. And I love that, and I love the fact that we've evolved into that more and more and more. And I will give you the word from Philippians that I felt the Lord wanted you to hear tonight. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with all the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and the praise of God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Now, your first assignment as an ordained minister of God is to buy your wife a new dress because we ruined this one. But I think Bob was merciful. I'm going to have a word with him afterwards. We have to present you with that you can put on that beautiful wall of yours back home. And now when those couples come in for counseling, you can point and just go on to their next question. Love you guys. I would hug you, but I'm not going to. Hallelujah. Bob, what did you do? You're just so kind. Hallelujah. So if you want a blessing, all you got to do is hug on those two and it'll rub off. You might fall out under the power. I don't know. Whew, that was strong up here. Shh.